You're listening to Music Scene Live. I'm Allison.
And I'm Stone.
Bringing you live performances from a few great local artists. Next up on Music Scene Live, we welcome Kimberly McCarver. Kimberly, thank you so much for coming out to the Thirsty Armadillo this afternoon and bringing your gift of music to our listeners here live and our listeners on the radio.
Great, thank you so much.
I am so excited to hear your folk original style music with that incredible voice of yours. And I know today you're joined on stage with two gentlemen.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes they're gentlemen.
On lead guitar and bass. Would you please introduce your bandmates?
Sure. This is Eric Korb. He plays guitar. He plays mandolin. He plays some electric guitar. But obviously today he's going to be playing acoustic. He also has written a couple of songs with me. And this is Richard Dickey on bass.
Kimberly McCarver, why don't you take off this second half of Music Scene Live with two original songs. And if you have a story about each song, please do share. Our listeners love to hear the stories behind the music.
The first song is a sad love song, which I think songwriters are pretty good at writing sad love songs. And it's on the new CD. The new CD is called Hard Waltz, and it has it's a little waltz heavy, but so this is one of, I think, about four or five waltzes on the CD. This is called You Say That You're Leaving. You say that you're leaving. You tell me that so. But truth be known, darling, you left years ago. But time is a healer.
Truth be known, darling, you live.
promise he's been. For souls they grow thirsty.
This next song is a two-step. I've never really written that many two-steppers. So it's kind of, I guess, for my parents. They love to dance. They've been dancing together for like a bazillion years. So this is called Teardrops and Why.
Carver, you have such a voice that is, it resonates in a timeless manner. I feel like I've known your voice forever. I wanted to ask you, because you studied voice.
Yes.
In college.
Right.
How did those studies help shape you as a singer in your own music?
I think as a voice major, I was having to push myself. You know, you have to, and I was a soprano, or am a soprano, so I had to push myself in places that you don't sing, you know, everyday songs with. And there's the performance value of it as well, so you have to learn to push yourself in front of an audience, and so that was a learning experience. And there's a lot to learn as a voice major. You have, you know, as Katrina was saying earlier, you do theory, you do a lot of 8 a.m., 7 a.m., theory work, which probably helped with my writing some. And then I had to kind of learn not to sing opera. So, I remember one time I was in a contest and the judge said a little too much of the Texas accent creeping in. So over the years, I've tried to let it creep in as much as it wants to.
And Kimberly, when did the passion for performing and writing your own music come to be for you?
I mean, I was always dancing or singing. There was a point where I was thinking about being a dance major, so I kind of did both for a while. And then when I got to probably high school choir and doing a lot of contests and stuff like that, and then in my senior year, I started singing in a cover band, doing backup work, and then eventually I got tired of the Madonna requests at the bar mitzvahs and decided it was about time to start writing.
And when you made the decision to create your own music and your own songs, what do you feel really inspired you back then to sit down and write stories through music? And what inspires you today to sit down and write stories through music?
I think when I first started writing, I was in an unhappy marriage. So that was a lot of stuff that was coming out of me. It was kind of my own personal therapy to write about it. He never got the point. I'm writing these songs saying, look, you know, but that's, it was good therapy for me. And then later on, I started picking up my surroundings. You know, some songs have been inspired by, you know, carnivals coming through town or old men sitting on a front porch in a wheelchair. I mean, those are things that just kind of are food for thought. And I think now I've done a little fewer story songs, but I hope to get back to that.
And I know you've recorded and co-produced several albums at this point in your career.
My first two albums were on Rounder Records, and then my third one I co-produced, and this current one I co-produced. And the third one was picked up by Prime CD Records, and then it's come back to me now. So, yeah, so I've done both. Rounder did everything on the first two CDs. I really didn't have a lot of say-so as far as things go. So it's been fun with the last two.
And can you explain to our listeners, what is it like to be a producer of your own music on your own album?
You have to be a producer in what you kind of have in your heart for the song, which you know is right or wrong for the song. But at the same time, I surrounded myself with great musicians, and you have to listen to their ideas. I mean, I don't play mandolin, so I need to listen to what the mandolin player, his thoughts and ideas on it. You know, I may say I want a haunting sound, but he's the expert at playing it. So you kind of have to give the players some freedom, because they have to feel it too. It has to come together and as one cohesive, you know, performance. So I think you have to be a good listener to be a producer, not just to the music, but to people's ideas.
Since you've had a lot of experience in the studio and recording songs, your own songs, with several musicians and several talents around you, what's the difference for you to being an artist in the recording studio versus an artist up on stage in live performance?
Well, I mean, obviously with a recording, you want to get it as close to perfect as possible, because that's what everybody is going to hear over and over and over, hopefully. A performance, you know, sometimes the notes aren't always right. You know, your voice may crack. You know, somebody may forget something, but as long as you've gotten the song across, you know, that moment in time, that's what's going to be remembered. You know, so it's two completely different animals.
Music Scene Live.
You're listening to Music Scene Live. I'm Allison.
And I'm Stone.
Bringing you live performances from a few great local artists. Kimberly McCarver, why don't you take us back with another original song? And again, if you have a story about your song, please do share.
This next song is one that Eric and I wrote together. It was inspired by my husband, who is he went to school to be an astrophysicist. I think both of us just like to go to school. I'm not sure, but he likes to look up at the sky and see the stars for what they are. So he hasn't let the romance go away after being an astrophysicist. So this is a song called "Will You Show Me the Stars?" And I'm not a jazz writer, so Eric wrote some great jazz chords to this. And so this is for Jim.
Kimberly McCarver, absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you about some of the accomplishments you've had as an artist and a songwriter. You've had several songs included on compilation CDs, and you've also had some songs recorded by other nationally acclaimed artists. And I would love it if you could share some of your stories about these accomplishments with our listeners.
Probably one of my favorite stories was years ago, on my very first CD, I recorded a song called Serious Doubt that I wrote. And I think 7 or 8 years ago, which was a good while after the first CD came out, I was told by Rounder that the Kindles, who had some country hits, the father and daughter duo, years ago, they were Grammy winners, he told me that they wanted to record the song. And so I was so excited because it was the first person other than, you know, just people that I know recording my songs. And so I flew to Nashville and I heard Jeannie do it. It was a great band. But her father wasn't doing the harmony yet. And I had to go back the next day. And I said, this is so disappointing because I'm not going to get to hear them do it together. And he heard me and he said, I'll just sing it in your ear. And so they ran it over again, and Royce sang it, the harmony in my ear, and which turns out to be very special because about 6 months later, he died of a heart attack suddenly. And so the album was shelved for a while, obviously, because Jeannie Kindle was pretty torn up. And she didn't know what direction she was going to go at that point. But it came out later as a CD of duets. I think Alan Jackson, a bunch of people were on it. And Emmy Lou was supposed to do my harmony, but she was in England, which breaks my heart because she's like my favorite musician ever. But Alison Moore sang the harmony with Kendall and did an amazing job. So, but it was very special, so I guess I'm the only one that's ever going to hear Royce's harmony on my song. But it was very special. It was very special for him to do that.
Stone, do you have a question for Kimberly McCarver up on stage here at the Thirsty Armadillo this afternoon?
Your second song you mentioned, Teardrops and Wine, you wrote as a dance song. Your parents like to dance. And as a writer, how do you approach writing a dance song differently than, let's say, a listening song?
Yeah, I'm so prone to writing songs that are more listening songs. And so what you learn over the years is in order to get a song for people to listen to, you have to also give them something where they can exhale, you know, something they can tap their foot to, get up and dance to, whatever, because you can't just keep heavy songs one after the other going. So, and it makes me happy to see people get up and dance. I don't really play in dance halls, so every so often if we're playing at some barbecue joint, somebody gets up and dances to a two-stepper, it's pretty special, and it makes me think about my parents. But it's, I have to force myself to write dance songs in any way, shape, or form. I'm more of a ballad kind of person, so.
Kimberly McCarver, why don't you take out this Music Scene Live show with one more original song, please?
Okay, thank you so much, Allison. Thanks for having us. This song was, I guess I'm like the typical Texas singer-songwriter in that I've had plenty of relatives in and out of prison. So this song is kind of a song for my brother. He was in Sugar Land Prison for a while, and I visited him like every other weekend for a long time. And it's the first time we'd gotten close in a while. It had been a while since he'd been straight enough for us to visit. So it was special for me. Obviously, it worked out for me, not for him, because he was in prison after all. But this is, he had an addiction issue, both with drugs and alcohol. And after visiting with him and talking with him, this song came to me. I played it for him. He likes it, so that's kind of special. If he didn't like it, I'd still play it. But anyway, this is called Devil or Fool.
Blind as can be.
freed pain. When I let wild horses run through these veins. When I let wild horses run through these veins.
So what is the future for Kimberly McCarver? Where are you going down the road of life as a singer-songwriter, recording artist, and a performing artist?
Well, I'm going to try over the next short period to go ahead and try to get some songs into TV and film. A couple of years ago, I was approached for a soundtrack, a movie soundtrack. It didn't pan out, but I've got a couple interests in some of the new songs, so I'm going to try to venture out in that. It'd be pretty cool to hear a song on backtrack of Justified or something like that. So, yeah, so that's kind of my new goal. The rest is just to keep performing and keep writing and enjoying it.
Kimberly McCarver, I want to thank you again for bringing your gift of original music to our listeners live here at the Thirst Armadillo and our listeners on the radio. A special thank you to your bandmates today who joined you on stage here. And it's been a true blessing to have you on our show today. You are an amazing talent.
You've been listening to Music Scene Live. On today's show, we welcomed Katrina Kane and Kimberly McCarver.
Katrina Kane's indie folk style was so refreshing, and Kimberly McCarver is a true talent. Her experience and her diversity as an artist was so entertaining. Both artists showed great passion today, Allison. I really enjoyed the show.
It was a great show today, Stone, and I look forward to bringing more outstanding singer-songwriters and bands in live performance of their original music next time. So till then, peace and music. I'm Allison.
And I'm Stone.
Thanks for listening to Music Scene Live. I'm Allison.
And I'm Stone.
For more information on the artists who performed on this show, or if you're a singer-songwriter or band who'd like to perform your music to our listeners,
please visit the Music Scene Live website at www.musicscenelive.com.
Till next time, peace and music with Music Scene Live.